Exclusive: Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on summit with President Trump. The best meeting ever between Israeli, American leaders. By Matthew Boyle on February 7, 2025. Washington: Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told Breitbart News exclusively on Thursday evening that his meeting with President Donald Trump at the White House earlier this week was the best meeting ever had between leaders of the two nations. Netanyahu, Israel's longest-serving prime minister, has visited Washington, D.C., many times and met with many different American presidents. He has met with congressional leaders of both parties over the years. But this particular meeting with Trump, who Netanyahu said is the greatest friend of Israel ever to serve as U.S. president, was special for a variety of reasons. First off, it comes after Trump fought his way back to the White House, and after Netanyahu had previously fought his way back to lead Israel. It also comes after the horrors of the Hamas terrorist attack of October 7, 2023. And given Trump's decision to host Netanyahu as his first foreign leader visit of his second term in office, it puts an extra emphasis on U.S. support for Israel. In an interview on Thursday evening here in the nation's capital, Netanyahu said that he has in all his trips to Washington never received such a warm welcome for Israel in the American government. "Look, I've been here many times. The manager of the Blair House told me I've been there more than any other leader. So I have some perspective," Netanyahu said. "I've met American presidents many times. I've been in Washington many times. I've been on the Hill many times. But I can tell you this is the best meeting an Israeli prime minister has had with an American president, and the simple reason is we've never had a greater friend in the White House. In fact, President Trump is the greatest friend of Israel that we've ever had. It's reflected also in what I saw on the Hill. Not only from the leaders of the Senate but also the leaders of the House. They sense that something different is happening. So I'm obviously very gratified and very grateful to President Trump." After meeting with Trump on Tuesday evening at the White House, Netanyahu on Thursday met with leaders on Capitol Hill, including Senate Majority Leader John Thune. He is set to meet with House Speaker Mike Johnson on Friday. It is Trump's return, though, that has everyone on both sides of this historic partnership excited about the possibility for the future. "The winning team that brought us the Abraham Accords will bring us the expansion of the Abraham Accords," Netanyahu told Breitbart News. "That winning team is right now in the White House in Washington, D.C. The president and the team he assembled working in close partnership with us, I think we can perform things that are seen today as miraculous. Tomorrow, they will be par for the course." Netanyahu said that not only expanding the Abraham Accords but other peace initiatives and economic partnerships and more are possible worldwide with Trump back in the White House. "I think all of that is within reach because ultimately it's peace through strength, and America right now is projecting a lot of strength under President Trump, and the more strength you project the more peace you will get," Netanyahu said. More from Netanyahu's exclusive interview with Breitbart News is forthcoming.